Each Metro Card Stored Value Card is assigned a unique, permanent 10-digit serial number when it is manufactured. The value is stored magnetically on the card itself, while the card's transaction history is held centrally in the Automated Fare Collection (AFC) database. When a card is purchased and fares are loaded onto it, the Metro Card vending machine or station agent stores the amount of the purchase onto the card and updates the database, identifying the card by its serial number. Whenever the card is swiped at a turnstile, the value of the card is read, the new value is written, and the central database is updated with the new transaction. The AFC database is necessary to maintain transaction records to track a card if needed. It has actually been used to acquit criminal suspects by placing them away from the scene of a crime. The database also stores a list of Metro cards that have been invalidated for various reasons, such as lost or stolen student or unlimited monthly cards, and shares it with turnstiles in order to deny access to a revoked card. The older blue Metro cards were not capable of the many kinds of fare options that the gold ones currently offer. The format of the magnetic stripe used by the blue Metro card offered very little other than the standard paper swipe fare. Also, gold Metro cards allow groups of people, up to four, to ride together using a single paper swipe Metro card. The gold Metro card keeps track of the number of swipes at a location in order to allow those same number of people to transfer at a subsequent location, if applicable.